people know there are import players and non-imports. There are imports and Canadian players in the CFL. One of the things we're seeing is the United States, for a variety of reasons, the coronavirus is spreading sort of at different speeds in different areas. Same thing as Canada, but it seems to be in some cases a little more pronounced in the U.S. And I was just wondering, is one of the possible impacts on this for the Canadian Football League that it may be harder to get imported players up here, and there may be you may have to increase the number of Canadians on a roster? It's something I did want to ask you the last time you were on, and I'll start there with you.
Yeah, Jeff, well, first of all, good afternoon, and hello, Richard, to you as well. Oh, well, Richard, you're not a U of M grad, so, you know, my hello to Jeff is a little heartier.
You know, Brent isn't either. Brent's where are you from, Brent? You're Western, aren't you?
Western, what was then the University of Western Ontario. They shortened it up, but it's...
Yeah, they won
like
a lot.
Like they played football, hey, Randy? Western didn't play football.
They do.
Yeah, no tradition there.
My youngest is about to become a Western grad, and I get all the time how good they are. So shame on you. Jeff, thanks to all of you for having me back, and I apologize for the technology the last time. But, you know, Jeff, you're asking such an interesting question, and, you know, we have not delved into that in any detail, but obviously we're having to look at everything. I mean, right now the uncertainty around how this is going to play out, you know, I keep saying, you know, all of us have more questions than we do answers at this point. But it is, it is a daunting notion that what if we were managed to get this under control on this side of the 49th parallel and less so in the U.S., what would we have to do? So, you know, I think we're going to have to add that to this idea of contingency planning and talk to the Players Association about it. Right now, we haven't tackled it specifically, but boy, you sure raise an interesting question.
Yeah, like because right now, Randy, in theory, any players who are not on this side of the border, under contract or not under contract, couldn't come to Canada. I don't believe if they're American citizens, right? That would be kind of step one. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the things, and we've been talking about this with everybody, with the, you know, in terms of all the leagues, and but I was wondering, you know, how do you game plan at this point? Like, are you guys coming up with different scenarios based on different dates? Is that possible? Because, you know, you've got to look at let's say, okay, we're going to push back training camp by a month. What would happen? You know, how do we fit? What about stadium availability? But what about a shortened schedule? Do we have to shorten the schedule and then do that for another month and then do that for another month? Like, how far down the road, you know, how much of that can you do? How much of that, do you think you should be doing at this stage?
Yeah, again, Steve, it's a great question. And I'll tell you, it takes me back to high school math, you know, all that combination and permutation work that we did on our way to trying to get into the very difficult to get into University of Manitoba programs.
I don't remember that, but I'll take your word.
Sorry, thought I'd throw that in. No, but seriously, Stephen, the honest answer is that we're trying to basically create a giant matrix of, you know, almost every possibility of how this will play out. You know, kind of when would we get an all clear from the government and health officials that we can go? What would that look like? How many weeks? And then you're thinking about things like, well, if you were starting later, maybe training camp is shorter. If you're starting earlier, training camp is longer. Do you play preseason games? Don't you play preseason games? So essentially, you know, we're just trying to game plan this around as many different possibilities as we can imagine, because we just think it's going to be easier later when we start getting answers from government and health officials. We think it'll be easier to act if we've kind of scenario planned.
Randy, one of the things I want to ask you about, since we're fortunate to have a commissioner of a league on, is something that has something that we've now seen with the China Basketball League, and it's sort of my thought that really could be an issue for sports leagues. and that is the issue of asymptomatic carriers, where you test your players, the players come back negative on those tests, but maybe somebody eventually doesn't realize that they're carrying it, passes the virus on to players during a season, and then a person in your position now has an enormous decision to make if a couple of players from one team have contacted this virus. I realize you're going to have to deal with 5,000 contingency plans, but I'd love to get some insight into your thinking about sort of starting a league up and then maybe having this prospect of this virus coming back again.
Yeah, you know, Grant, again, a great question, and frankly, it is daunting. I'd be dishonest if I told you that I'm not thinking about those things. You know, obviously, part of the answer is going to be we're going to have to take advice from the healthcare experts and really delve into this. What would it mean? The question will ultimately be: will we even be allowed to do it? You know, I think, frankly, we should be comforted in this country right now. I think we're getting pretty good leadership at all levels of government, and I think they're all doing a lot. I think we're getting a lot of good advice from our healthcare experts. I think this is one of those things that probably not best for a football guy, in this case me, to be making that decision. You know, I think I'm going to have to get some really good advice from experts. And then talk to our board of governors about those issues. Because you're right, I don't want to be the guy that sends somebody out, you know, into a training camp and ends up that somebody gets infected by somebody that didn't know they had it. So that's a daunting issue and one that I think we'll have to face.
Randy, go ahead, Steve. My bad. Go ahead.
Okay. Randy, there have been times in the history of this league that you and I would both acknowledge that. It probably that teams individually, maybe the whole league, probably could not have survived an interruption, a loss of games, a loss of game revenues. That probably would have put franchises under, might have put the league under at some points in its history. It's much stronger now, and your ownership is especially much stronger than it's been at certain times. But you know, honestly, how well positioned are you guys if you lose part of a season?
Well, yeah, Stephen, again, the honest answer is that it'll have a very significant effect on our business. And these are the questions and these are the issues that we're discussing with our governors right now. Is we are doing, in addition to all the, you know, the football operations modeling, we're doing a lot of economic modeling as well. So what would happen in the event of, you know, various scenarios playing out and how much football we're able to play. But I think it's safe to say that it would have a very, very significant negative effect on our league. And that's why, you know, we've got to be serious about wanting to get back as soon as it's safe. But for the time being, we just have to let this play out. But boy, it is going to have a very could potentially have a very negative effect on us.
Now, Randy, I know you know it's a small league in terms of number of teams, but each market does have. I presume this is still the case. It certainly used to be. I know with the Blue Bombers, but each market kind of has its own unique idea of what a preferred home date for that market would be, right? I mean, in some, you know, I know Winnipeg, they always used to talk about everybody goes to the Cottage in the summer. And a lot of the people who went to the Cottage in Winnipeg were folks who also had season's tickets or were Bomber fans. How many sort of unique requests do you get from teams when it comes to scheduling? And, you know, is there an agreement amongst the governors that whatever those unique requests are, that's going to have to go by the wayside here if some juggling needs to be done?
Yeah, I think in a normal environment, scheduling is tough across all leagues. In fact, you know, I know talking to Calgary Sports and Entertainment, to John Bean, who's their chief executive, John says, you know, every time they get a schedule, whether it be for the NHL and the Flames or junior hockey or the CFL, they immediately run it through a model to analyze how good or bad it is for them, you know, from a business point of view. So we really get a lot of that. You know, one of the things, though, to answer the question in this context that I've been so impressed by is that this group of governors, this group of owners have just been simply remarkable through this process. And my honest answer, Jeff, is I don't believe we're going to see a lot of bun fighting. I think we're going to see a league really come together. This almost seems to be a magnificently unique time, not just in the quality of our owners, but in the character they're showing. I think we're actually going to see a bunch of owners come together and just rally around the best possible schedule we can get without those specific references to what they might or might not need in their individual markets. I couldn't be more impressed than I have been by just the way they are thinking about this. They have their CFL hats on, not their team hats on right now.
Randy, it was great of you to join us. Thanks so much. Thank you for your patience in getting back to us, and be well, and stay safe.
Guys, stay safe to you, and thanks to you and all of your listeners. And guys, I look forward to joining you again when maybe we get a little closer to football.